might raise our kids to end up just like you. Well, you're a false prophet, and that's a damn promise. 'Cause I see signs from God, and I tread lightly on the wire. You see him in the water, and you try to start a fire. Burn bridges east of Atlanta. Well, no wonder you lost manna. I'm in love with someone new. I'm going to Savannah. I hear it's haunted, that the greatest writers ever lived just where you used to walk. At 21, you used to call those women, didn't you? It rolled off sweet like honeydew. You will never know how to talk to ghosts. I see signs from God.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm going to try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah. Keep it locked.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 9th at 5 p.m., join the Gender Equality and Rights Society for their Love You Tote Much tote making event in Human Ecology Room 216. At 9 p.m. in Hunt Waterfront, see Victoria Vincent at Chuck's Comedy Club. Tickets available online. On Tuesday, February 10th at 6 p.m., join the Jewelry Making Club for their Seeing Eye to Eye Bracelet Making event held in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Later, head to Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for Art and Advocacy Poster Making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentin themed event in Fitzell, Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Stay warm out there.
Hello. Hi, guys. We're having some not technical difficulties. I just was not as prepared as I usually am. Usually they talk more at the beginning. Okay, we're locked in. Hello. How's it going? My name is NJ, and this is my show. It's called Kitchen Sink. Welcome. Happy Monday. It's been crazy today, I will admit, but I'm here. I made it, and we're going to have so much fun today. We have a secret special guest, except he's not secret, and he'll join us later. But his name is Kit Connor, and he's famous, and and it's going to be so awesome. Okay, awesome. Guys, today is, actually, this is probably a lie, but I number these, and we're at 28. I've been doing this for 28 times now, which I feel like it should be more. I've been here for like 5 semesters. That's okay, though. It's lit. Pardon my swallow. That was kind of funny. I'm caffeinated. I'm very caffeinated, so beware. Usually I'm kind of crazy. Today I'm pretty crazy. Yeah, more than normal. Because my friend Emmy and I, shout out Emmy, my goat. Oh, that was a fun noise. On Mondays, right before this, we sit and we talk and we get Starbucks and we're supposed to do work together, but that hasn't happened, at least on my end yet, but we've only done it twice. So I don't know. The Starbucks line was like super long today. But I got my first dirty chai and oh my God, it was really good. I forgot how big like a grande at Starbucks is though, if you get things hot. So it's like massive and I still have some of it. And I was like, oh my God, I need to finish this before my show because we're not like supposed to have food and drink in the stew. The studio, not stew like you eat it, obviously. Just had to clarify that. So I was chugging it. So I'm very caffeinated. So we'll, but the music choices, as always, are kind of mellow. Although I kind of want to start with something fun. I'm thinking of two things. I actually don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just chill out today and maybe we'll play some silly stuff later. Or maybe not at all. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay, but today, in honor of, like, Valentine's Day being later this week, I felt like I had to do something related to that. Not really. It kind of just happened. Have I done something like this before? Let's look in the archives, guys. All this is from this year. Let's see. Fruit. That's crazy that I did a whole episode about fruit. I don't think I did. That's kind of funny. I did one for Thanksgiving. Okay, so this is my first Valentine's Day show, question mark. That's kind of crazy. I'm dedicating this show to Kit Connor. If any of you know anyone that might know Kit Connor, even though he's going to be here later, let's just troll him, yeah? So text the person or people that you know that might know Kit Connor, so then this gets to Kit Connor, and Kit Connor gets funny text messages from people he knows. Guys, this is the funniest bit I've ever done, actually, ever. It's not a bit, though. Kit Connor's actually coming. Anyways, this show is dedicated to Kit Connor because I love him so much. He's British. He's beautiful. I love him. I love his work. I've only seen Heartstopper, though, but I love his work in Heartstopper. I've watched it 3 times, so that makes me, like, not, like, an expert, which is good, because if I was an expert, then that would be weird. Okay, anyways, Valentine's Day show, Kit Connor, he's coming later. And we're going to dive into some music. We're starting with Grammy Award winner Olivia Dean, my goat. And I love this song so much, and I think I'm going to learn it soon. Shout out Aaron Steer for teaching me how to sing and play my violin at the same time. We're going to finesse it with this song. I just pressed the wrong button. The song is called I've Seen It, and it is by, again, Grammy Award winner Olivia Dean. Let's go.
Seen it miss a stop or two. Seen it trying not to fall apart. I've heard it laced in every song, and still the words all come out wrong. It doesn't always answer when you call. Brings out the worst, brings out the best. I understand it less and less. I guess I'm not supposed to know it all. I've seen it dance with friends around the table, and Eleanor, Rosie and Louise. And it makes me cry to think that I am able to give it back the way it gives to me. I've seen it grow and forget until it's just a silhouette, till someone picks it up and sends it on. I've seen the films, I've read the books, my mom and dad, they got me hooked. The fairy tale, the search goes on and on. The more you look, the more you find, it's all around you all the time. Catches your eye, you blink, and then it's gone. Brings out the worst, brings out the best. I know it's somewhere in my chest. I guess it's been inside me all along. Trying to get back to you. Well, it ain't no secret I've been feeling baby blue. Just a little off my cerulean attitude. Lay me down. I'll be out here running around, wheeling like a goddamn. Well, it ain't no secret, sure as the sky is blue, there's a me before and a me after you. Inside a tune, so I'm leaving here tonight. And don't try to find me. If love is a town and I'm passing through, can't you give me some direction? Let me follow you. Is there somebody else I should be speaking to? Have I stayed too long? Have we both moved on? Night's close, still feeling mighty low, but I know I'll be free. And if love is a town and I'm passing through, can't you give me some direction? Let me follow you. Is there somebody else?
too much, now we're giving in. It should be so easy, but really it's easy to lose. I should be speaking to. Have I stayed too long? And if love is a town and I'm passing through, can't you give me some direction? Let me follow you. Is there somebody else I should be speaking to? Have I stayed too long? Have we both moved on?
Bello, I am back. It's me, it's NJ. I'm back. I just said that. Okay. We just listened to Love is a Town by Josh Gilligan, my goat. Prior to that was Baby Blue by The Brook and the Bluff. I had a dream about that song last night. I don't know why. I was like at like a cash register and the cashier was like, pick a song. And so I picked that one. So I was like, it has to go on the show today, of course. I don't know why I picked it, but in my dream, I did. In my dream, it also had like a different album cover, but whatever. I don't know. Dreams are dreams. And I wish, maybe I should go to like someone that analyzes my dreams, because I have some fun dreams sometimes. Like last night, my dream was all over the place. For part of it, I was like in my house at my pool. And then I was also at a store buying that song or paying with that song. I don't even know. I don't know, bro. I've become a little bit more chill since you first heard from me, which is good. Maybe. I don't know. The intensity's gone. The next song is really great, but we're gonna chat for a little bit. The Super Bowl happened last night. The Patriots lost. And I feel like the game only got interesting in the fourth quarter. And by that time, I was like, it's time to go to bed. And so I went to bed and I didn't watch the end of the game. Except I think I only missed one score. So it's fine. It's not that deep. Bad Bunny 8. The dancers. Oh my God. I love a flash mob so much. All the dancers were so cool. That was the one thing I just kept looking at. Like, I love Bad Bunny. I know nothing about him and I don't listen to his music, but he's awesome and cool. But the freaking dancers were so awesome and cool. And it was awesome. I love to dance. Thank you. That is my commentary on the Super Bowl halftime show. Shout out Bad Bunny and his dancers. What else is new in the world? My life is pretty normal. I don't know. Classes are classing. It's week 3. And I have 12 more weeks of undergrad, and then I'm released into the world. And that's kind of epic, but I don't know what's going to happen then. But we'll worry about that as it gets closer. Can you guys hear me cracking my knuckles? Let's do a little ASMR right now. Okay. I already cracked most of them, so they're not cracking again. That's kind of unfortunate. Awesome. Thank you for listening to my ASMR. Let me know if that's a segment you want more of. Oh, that was funny. I've never done that before. Some news on Kit Connor. He'll be here shortly, hopefully. I love Kit Connor. This show is for Kit Connor. Kit Connor, my idol, my number one, my celebrity crush, you know, all these things. He's my goat. Shout out Kit Connor. Yeah, hopefully he gets the memo. Just remember if you know anyone that might know someone that might know Kit Connor, and you can extend that back as far as possible, right? You know, the whole Kevin Bacon thing where, like, you know, like, theater people, like, know someone that knows Kevin Bacon, or they know someone that knows someone that knows Kevin Bacon or has worked with Kevin Bacon. That's what I'm looking for, but with Kit Connor. And I know it's hard because he's British and I'm in New York right now. But he was in New York briefly. I'm giving myself away right now. But I literally put a picture of Kit Connor on the subway in New York City on my 2026 vision board. So hopefully when I'm in the city visiting my friends, I run into Kit Connor on the subway. Or maybe if I go to, like, British land, I'll see him on the tube. fingers crossed, guys. We have big dreams this year, and Kit Connor is one of them. Anyways, back to our music. We're in Valentine's mode, kind of. I don't know. Hopefully, shout out to my mom. Hopefully, well, I guess, and my dad too, but hopefully, me turning 21 was not the, like, stop criteria for getting Valentine's Day stuff from my mom this year. I'm seeing my parents on Sunday and I'm very excited, and I'm kind of hoping that they bring me chocolate. If they don't, it's okay, because I'm an adult now and I should be able to buy myself chocolate. But also, okay, you know what? We're going to play some music because I have been yapping your ears off for a little bit. This next song, the man who sings this song, partially, it's by two people, but Charlie Berg, he's also on my vision board because I'd love to see him again. But he's going on tour in April, but he's, like, opening for people, and I don't know. I just want to see him. He's my goat. I love that man. So this next song is called The Fountain, and it's by Raindrop. And I really like the song, and it really gets me really hype. And so I hope you also really like the song, and it gets you really hype. It's really cool. Please like it. Tell me how much you like it in the comments. There aren't comments, but you can call the station. The phone number is 607-436-2711. If you like the song, call me. Okay, let's go.
I had another one before you found me, and it wasn't all that great, and nor was it anything that I need. And I could see you by the fountain, surrounded by friends. I'd bet you put the one to kill time with instead. I'm fine, you're fine. Let's hang out together. Day walk, night bike, we could do whatever. Why do I want what can never be mine? There's something between us and you need more time. Yeah. You walk my way, I get that smile on your face, and I got some music for you that'll brighten up your day. You got this something about you that makes me do good. Cause when you wear those cool blue jeans, I can't help but picture what you would look like without them on. I'm fine, you're fine, let's hang out together. Day walk, night bike, we could do whatever. She broke my heart, but you don't remind me. You're so different, guess I got a lot to learn. Got a lot to learn. I felt so warm with you at the fountain last night. I felt
felt so warm with you at the fountain last night. Why don't we talk, no we talk on the phone? Everyone that I've spoken to, they remind me of you. You've said no words to me like nothing's ever changed. I can't decide if I am angry or upset. Oh my lovely, I know you've been. Those are the guys in the photographs. I have buried the jealousy pulling us further and further apart. You said you'd always feel a love for me. I must have understood you wrong, 'cause sadness fills this empty soul. I tried to see if any good can come from water.
watching you move far from the road. And I've watched you move on from our love. 5 months is long enough.
Hi everybody, I'm back. Bello. You just heard the 5 month song by Charlie Berg, My Goat. And then before that was When the Lavender Blooms by the Paper Kites. I quite like the Paper Kites. Shout out to the Paper Kites. I feel like they have a new album, and by new I mean sometime within the past 6 months. Am I right? I'm right. Oh, it literally came out this year, and I don't think I've actually listened to the whole thing yet. Maybe that's my homework. I like them. It's called If You Go There, I Hope You Find It. How beautiful. And before that was The Fountain by Rain Shop. So slay. Again, if you're new here or if you need a refresher, my name's NJ. This is my radio show. It's called Kitchen Sink, and today's episode is dedicated to Kit Connor. He'll be here shortly. Oh, shoot. He's here now. Okay, wait. I'm going to put on a song while I try to figure out the phone situation. Okay, here we go.
We fall down. We lost. get up, we fall down, we give up.
Okay, hello everybody. I'm back, and we have a very special guest with us. Would you like to introduce yourself, special guest? Okay, wait, maybe it's not working. Oh, because I turned on the wrong thing. Okay, try again, special guest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hi, special guest.
Hello. I had a friend of mine told me that I should call in, that you're a big fan.
Is this Kit Connor?
This is Kit Connor.
Oh my God, Kit Connor, I'm your biggest fan ever. How are you? Are you across the pond?
Oh, I appreciate it. I am across the pond. I'm in England, where I'm from.
That's so crazy. What's it like over there in England, where you're from?
I mean, it's pretty all right now. I mean, I hear that America's going through it right now, with the weather, with it being it's cold.
Yeah, it is pretty cold here in America. Have you heard of upstate New York?
I have. Is it just above the city? Above,
yeah.
New York City?
Oh my God! Wait, Kit Connor. Actually, maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but you're on my vision board. I put you on my 2026 vision board. It's a picture of you on the New York subway. Isn't that cool?
That is quite cool.
And now that you're calling into my show, I feel like it's a little bit more possible for me to see you on the subway, because like we're friends now, right?
Yeah, yes, we are. We are friends now. I'd say so.
Oh my God!
If I see you on the subway, I'd say hi. I don't know you. I haven't seen you before, but
it's okay. After this, we'll exchange contact information. Correct?
Oh yes, correct.
Oh, thank you so much. So how are things, Kit Connor? How's life being, Kit Connor? How's it being a ginger and an actor and British? In that order, please.
Well, in that order. How's it being a ginger? I mean, it's an experience. It's a unique experience. I don't really have. I've just lived with it my entire life. I don't have much to say about it. I love it. Being an actor is great. I mean, I've gotten to be in some pretty cool productions lately. Got some big stuff coming out too in the future. So,
oh, can you spoil what's coming out?
Oh, I don't think I can.
Or are you talking about Heartstopper the movie? Because that comes out this year.
Heartstopper the movie is coming out this year, and I am in it. So it is.
You, Kit Connor, are in Heartstopper the movie.
I, Kit Connor, am in Heartstopper the movie. It'd be weird if they didn't put me in it.
It would. It would be like season 3 when your mom wasn't there. Sorry, this is really unrelated, and this is more to the normal listeners of my show and not so much to you, Kit Connor. But I was out last Thursday, and we got your mom shots. They're a real thing, and they're pretty good. So, Kit Connor, if you're ever in Oneonta and you want to go out, we can go get your mom shots.
Well, what's in your mom shot?
I wish I knew, but they're blue, which is against the rules. But we're not supposed to drink blue drinks, but we can bend the rules sometimes.
I guess we can.
Exactly.
I've never had any issues with blue drinks personally.
Oh, see? Well, there you go. That's good.
I think
that's good.
They're so lovely.
And would you like to comment on being British?
Well, being British is also pretty good. I mean, you know, we have our own problems across the pond, but we're getting through them. I get a lot of comments on the British accent being in a lot of American shows and stuff. But I mean, it's just normal to me.
Period. All right, I have two final questions for you. The first one is, Kit Connor, if I had a so imagine in your head, you and I become really, really good friends, right?
Yeah.
And I invite you to my grad party because, you know, I'm graduating college this year. Would you go to a drag-themed murder mystery graduation party? Yes or no?
I mean, I probably would, I think.
Period.
I think us celebrities have a burden to our fans. That is, especially with what Bad Bunny did last night and bringing some fans to get married at the Super Bowl.
Oh, was that real?
That was real from what I've heard.
Are you and Bad Bunny close?
I don't think we are. I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Interesting.
I probably met him at a party or two.
Oh, wow. But, okay. Partying with Bad Bunny, that's fun.
Yes.
And my second question is, do you have a song recommendation that you'd like me to play in your honor? This entire show is just for you, Kit Connor, and I need you to know that. I love you very much, and we'll talk after, but, you know.
Well, yeah, we'll talk after. That good friend of mine who told me to call in thinks you should play Channel Orange in Your Living Room by Charlie Burke.
Oh, okay. Are you a Charlie Burke fan?
I am a fan of Charlie Burke.
Wait, that's really crazy, because I'm a really big fan of Charlie Burke as well.
Yes.
Wow.
Even more reason to exchange contact information.
You're so right. Oh my gosh, it's a match made in heaven. Okay, do you have any closing words to say to me, your fan, and everyone else that doesn't matter?
Well, I'll say thank you for having me. Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course.
Always
of
nice
course.
To talk to fans.
You're welcome back anytime.
Check out Hot Stopper, the movie.
Period. All right. This was fantastic, and I thank you so much, and I thank all of the people that made this possible. So, by Kit Connor's friend's request, we're going to play Channel Orange in Your Living Room by Charlie Burke. So here we go, guys.
You made fun of how slow I drank. We had that mutual friend who introduced us at the end of the night. I felt it was right to keep words in my head, but now I can't stop thinking about you. We listen to Channel Orange in your living room. Even when you're away, that album makes me feel like a snake. To listen now would make me a fool again for you. Your house between the dreams.
Okay, hey everybody. I'm going to be really quick here because there's one song that I wanted to play last show that I didn't get to play, and I want to play it again this show, but haven't played it yet. So, wow, that was so cool. We got to talk to Kit Connor live in the studio. Well, he called in, but that's crazy. Thank you to everyone who made this possible. Thank you to everyone who reached out to their friend, who reached out to their friend, who reached out to their friend, and then somehow we got all the way to England and we reached Kit Connor and he called us. And he talked to us, and that's insane. Shout out Kit Connor. He has, it was actually his friend who has good music taste, period. Maybe we'll do this again with other celebrities. It'll be really fun. Maybe we'll make it happen with RuPaul. Awesome. Okay. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. That's crazy. My show's usually at the end of the week, so I say weekend. But I hope everyone has a great week. I hope everyone has like a great din-din. I'm going to go eat with friends and it's going to be so fun. Yeah, have a great week. Have a great Monday. Enjoy the nicer weather. It's not going to be negative 8 million degrees. It's going to be like 30. So I hope that's really like rejuvenating for people. Our last and final song is This Thing of Ours by Adam Melchor. And I hope you like it. I think it's cute. So yeah, here we go.
This thing of ours we've come to know. This thing of ours has come slow. But when I look on how much it's grown, I can't help but smile. This thing of ours has laughed and cried. This thing of ours has almost died. But the truth is it was right on time to save me all the while. When you ask me what we have, there's so much I could say. Some might call it love, some call it heaven sent from above. Alone, sown in the stars, this thing of ours. Sown in the stars, this thing of ours.
And on that note, I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Love you all. This has been Kitchen Sink with me, Epic, super awesome NJ, and our special guest star, Kit Connor. Hopefully he'll be back sometime. I don't know. But yeah, see you guys here same time next week. Farewell. Change the way.
That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
And we're back again with that canine crime fighter who's been keeping our neighborhood safe for 25 years.
And that's 175 in dog years.
Here he is, McGruff the Crime Dog.
Thanks, Joy.
You know what I like about you?
Lay it on me, kid.
You've always had a very smart, sane approach to safe streets. What's your advice today?
Sharp garden shears.
Whoa, taking matters into your own hands?
You might say that, but I go after bushes in front of houses. A few clips and bad guys can't hide out.
Yeah.
Also, better street lighting helps discourage the shady element. And don't forget to keep a light on when you're away.
Good idea.
See, there's a lot you can do. Not by keeping yourself behind locked doors, but by opening up to your community to reduce crime. You can learn more by going to weprevent.org.